Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Governor Jerry Brown is in Washington, D.C. today. He flew in last week to attend the National Governors Association winter meeting, and he's been lobbying ever since to land federal support for his plans to plug the state's budget deficit. The L.A. Times reports Brown met with Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius yesterday in an unsuccessful bid to win the flexibility to require California's poor and disabled contribute to Medicare. The governor wants co-pays for emergency room visits, as well as routine trips to the doctor and dentist. Brown was on Meet the Press yesterday, too. When asked about immigration, a hot topic in the presidential race, he had this to say.
You can't round up 12 million people and ship them back across the border. That's a disaster. We have to certainly secure the border, but we need comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship. And I think Obama would supports that, and I certainly do.
State budget cuts are forcing the state's Department of Parks and Recreation to pursue plans to close parks for the first time in history. Last year, the agency released a list of 70 slated for closure this June. But various nonprofits, local governments, and even the federal government have stepped forward to take 9 parks off the list. The agency is in negotiations to save a couple dozen more, and it's been holding public meetings around California to assess if there's any last-minute interest it's missed up until this point. Bill Worth attended the one in Santa Rosa and filed this report.
About 40 representatives from nonprofits, for-profits, and public agencies attended the meeting in Santa Rosa. The Parks Department has to slash its budget by $11 million this fiscal year. Without help, about 60 state parks will close on July 1st. Brian Cahill is the Assistant Deputy Director of Park Operations.
The goal here is to help folks that want to have operating partnerships with state parks, help them understand all the ins and outs, what it takes to operate a park, what they might have to do if they want to step up and work with us, and work them through some of those details to get them to the point where we can sit down and sign an agreement with them.
Partners spent the day hashing out issues such as liability, revenue sharing, and protection of endangered species, even who cleans the bathrooms. David Gould is the director of the Parks Alliance for Sonoma County.
It's a whole new day on management and operation of these parks, and so some of the old paradigms need to be broken down and crushed, and new ones need to be built up, and the new relationships are huge in that regard.
Already, 9 parks have been rescued thanks to help from the National Park Service and other partners. Regardless of the deal struck, the state will retain trusteeship of park lands. Friday's meeting in Santa Rosa was the third in a series of workshops. 2 more are scheduled in Sacramento and Los Angeles this week. Information is on the State Parks website. For the California Report, I'm Tebow Wirth.
Next week, the California Report launches a special series on state park closures called On the Rocks. We'll crisscross the state to talk about budgets, rescue plans, as well as the history of parks in California. Over the weekend, about 900 Republicans gathered for a state convention in Burlingame, a quiet, leafy suburb south of San Francisco. The GOP's lack of relevance in this decidedly Democratic state is a perennial complaint at these periodic gatherings, but if party loyalists are planning to shake up their game to attract new fans, there was no sign of it in Burlingame. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has the story.
It was fitting, in a way. The marquee guest at the weekend state Republican convention was presidential candidate Newt Gingrich. Gingrich's odds are long, and yet he promised to make California relevant to a national Republican victory this fall.
You cannot follow the recent Republican practice of writing off our largest state and imagine that you're going to run an American campaign.
But a lot of things have to go Gingrich's way for him to have a chance. And for California Republicans, so too do a lot of things need to break just right to not be trounced by Democrats. Perhaps that's why Republican delegates this weekend, despite the excitement of the presidential race, were urged to keep their focus local.
Don't allow the conversation to just be about what's going to happen statewide in the presidential contest. We have literally hundreds and hundreds of other candidates and ballot measures who are depending upon us rolling forward. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
On Saturday morning, former state party chair Ron Nehring briefed a standing-room-only crowd of local Republicans about the all-important ground game, walking neighborhoods, winning votes one house at a time. That, of course, is basic politics, and yet it's still what these Republicans desperately need. Republicans now make up only 30% of registered voters in California. That's a more than 5-point drop since 2004. Democratic registration has slightly increased in that time period. And that, as former state party chair Ron Nehring told his audience, means every Republican needs to show up on Election Day.
So that's called voter loyalty. When a Republican voter shows up to vote for, votes for a Republican candidate, that's considered loyalty. When a Democrat voter shows up and turns out for the votes for a Republican candidate, that's called enlightenment.
Okay? But enlightening non-Republicans means bridging some of the divides that have only seemed to grow larger over the years. Those gaps exist with both middle-of-the-road voters and fast-growing ethnic communities, including Asians and Latinos. It explains why the weekend GOP convention featured town hall-style gatherings catered to both communities. The Latino event quickly turned to illegal immigration. Mario Rodriguez of San Clemente is a former vice chairman of the state Republican Party.
All the inroads that we're making, all of a sudden, the certain wing of the party rears its ugly head and starts saying things that turns off the Latino voters, and we have to change that.
But doing so has proved impossible. Most every recent statewide election has veered into issues related to undocumented immigrants. This year, there will no doubt be talk about the new California Dream Act, which removes citizenship as a requirement for financial aid at the state's colleges and universities. The consensus, if there was one, was that California Republicans need to first focus on where there is common ground, on the economy, taxes, and jobs. Michelle Rivas, a school board member in Sacramento, urged Republicans to fine-tune their focus.
I think that the party is its own worst enemy. If you know you're being baited, don't take the bait. I mean, honestly, what's the point? Because all you're doing is giving the opposition exactly what they want. Don't take the bait.
But campaigns often become fixated on highly charged issues, and many diehard Republicans are passionate about cracking down on illegal immigration. As such, some party leaders admit their 2012 challenge is to accept incremental progress rather than once again becoming politically irrelevant. For the California Report, I'm John Myers.
That's the California Report for Monday, February 27th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting efforts to respect the wishes of patients at the end of their lives. On the web at chcf.org.